Those of you who had large families or regularly have to cook for a large group, you probably would love to have this miracle like in the first reading of the gospel. We could take just a little bit of food and feed a whole bunch of people. Would love to have that happen. And it was a great miracle. You know, something we'll never see very likely. Although there are times when it does seem, when our Lord does seem to kind of stretch things a little further than we expect. But it was a great miracle. They are great miracles that really showed the generosity of God. How generous God wants to be, not just with the people at the time of the prophets, not just at the time of our Lord, but to us today, how he wants to feed us. He wants to feed us with that spiritual bread, that bread of angels that leads to eternal life. But look at what happened during these miracles. There had to be a sacrifice. Something had to be given in order for the miracle to occur. You know, we can look at the first reading where you see 100 people being fed by 20 loaves. And if you think of the regular sliced bread, you know, the wheat bread or Wonder Bread or whatever over at the store, you're like, you can feed 100 people with 20 loaves of that kind of bread because they're fairly good sized loaves. And there's, you know, 12, 15 slices per loaf. So that will cover 100 people easily. These weren't those loaves. They're generally very small, smaller than a dinner plate, thin, not like tortilla thin, but not thick either. And you might be able to feed two people with one of those loaves reasonably well. In general, you'd have one person would each have their own loaf of bread. So to feed 100 people off 20 of those loaves, now it starts to make a little more sense. This was a big miracle. But of course, this was a prophet who did it. Our Lord had to do it better. He didn't have 20 loaves, he had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And it says that he fed 5,000 with those 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now we can see the enormity of this miracle. We can see the generosity that God has, that he gives in abundance. But these miracles were not just for themselves. They were what we call prefigurement. They were a foreshadowing, a preparation for a bigger sacrifice. And of course, that sacrifice is the sacrifice of our Lord on the cross. That our Lord sacrificed himself so that we might be fed by him, by receiving him in the Eucharist. This bread that leads us to eternal life, that sacrifice that our Lord made was to lead us to eternal life. So by receiving him in the Eucharist, we are receiving the graces that we need to enter into eternal life. The graces that we need to follow him to heaven. That is what our Lord's sacrifice was about. However, when we do receive him and receive those graces, we only receive the graces that we are open to receiving. See, God wants to give us all the grace we need. He wants to give us more than we need. But are we open to it? And we open ourselves up to our Lord's graces by joining ourselves to his sacrifice on the cross, following his example. We receive God's grace in proportion to what we have ourselves sacrificed, what we ourselves have given. Now, God wants to give us more than we need, as I said before. We only can get what we receive, what we are open to receiving. But look at these two miracles. In both cases, there was bread left over. Not just did everybody get their fill, not just did everybody get their tummies filled, there was bread left over. God gave in abundance. He gave more than they needed, much more than they needed. In the same way, when we unite our sacrifices to our Lord, he gives us more than we need in return. But when we hold back our sacrifices, we close ourselves off to that. See, that's the important thing to recognize. God wants to give us more graces than we need, but we choose to accept it or reject it. We choose whether or not to enter into that sacrifice or not. So the more that we have sacrificed, if we sacrifice much, we will receive much more from God. If we sacrifice little, we will receive little. If we don't sacrifice at all, we will reject those graces. We will receive nothing. And that's where we run into trouble. Because then we start to see the Eucharist is just a symbol of our Lord in not receiving Him in the body, blood, soul, and divinity. We will be closed off to those graces that He wants to give us. So what are we called to sacrifice? Our immediate reaction when we think of sacrificing something, giving something up, we think material. We think stuff. We think money. And it's much more than that. What we are called to sacrifice is ourselves entirely. We are called to give of ourselves and everything that we have and everything that we are, because we recognize that what we have and just our very existence, the fact that we exist right now, is because of God. Our lives are gifts from God. And by sacrificing them, we are giving them back to Him in thanksgiving. We are thankful to Him that we have received this gift of our lives. And we return that gift back to Him. So how do we do that? How do we give of ourselves in sacrifice? Well, the first thing we need to do is offer ourselves. Turn to our Lord and say, I give you myself. During the Mass, here in just a little while, we have the preparation of gifts, where the altars, the bread and wine are brought to the altar, and the altar is prepared for the sacrifice of the Mass, the Eucharistic prayer. Another term for that part of the Mass is the offertory, the point of offering, the time of offering. At that moment, as the bread and wine have been blessed, have been, you know, brought to, offered to God, priest will say, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. That's not just talking about that bread and wine sitting on the altar. You know, this bread that I ordered from a religious group, the wine that was bought through a religious study or religious school, store. My sacrifice and yours is not just these objects, it's our lives. Before I entered the seminary, a very wise priest stood at a pulpit much like this one and said, during that moment when the priest says those words, my sacrifice and yours, in your heart, put your lives there. Put yourself next to the bread and wine. That you are offering yourself. All I have is yours, Lord. We are offering ourselves to God, not just the bread and wine. We are offering our very lives to Him. And then let our Lord lead us how we live out that sacrifice. And yes, part of that is going to be sacrificing material goods. Let's get the elephant out of the room here. Yes, money will be involved in sacrificing. People never want to hear that at the altar, but it's true. Maybe some things that you have, you may have to be called to sacrifice. But it might be something deeper. It might be something as simple as sacrificing your time every day to spend in prayer. Those moments of our lives that, you know, maybe we'd rather be sitting there, you know, reading the morning paper with a cup of coffee or watching TV in the evening, you know, our relaxation times. Maybe we offer some of that as sacrifice so we can spend time in prayer. Maybe it's when you hear that there is a need in the community, whether it is here in the church itself or somewhere else here in the community, being one of the first to volunteer to help. One of the worst feelings as a pastor is standing up here saying, we need volunteers to do, and you can hear the crickets outside. No one's jumping up and saying, let's do it. Maybe that's your sacrifice, being the first one to raise your hand when those opportunities arise. Many other ways, you know, we talk, the buzzword you might hear is stewardship, being a good steward of our lives. That's what this means. Being willing to offer ourselves, our time, our abilities, our material goods. Being willing to offer them, or the three T's as they call it in stewardship talk, time, talent, and treasure. Being willing to offer those to the service of our Lord for His good. Giving that gift back to Him. So today here in just a few minutes, let's place our lives on the altar. Let's be able to say, all that I have, all that I am, is yours, Lord. And be willing to make that sacrifice wherever it may lead us.